Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Pat Ferguson and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you. I'm a member of the Mellowbrook Singers, an active Christian living group, and I teach the Hope Sunday School class. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at ways we see light break through darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Saturday, December 28th, and I'm reading Matthew 2, 1 through 12 from the NIV. The Visit of the Magi, chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler, who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Thank you for listening along. My devotional is entitled, The Light of Jesus. The Magi's visit to Judea is not recorded in other Gospels. Matthew presents this account with very little information. Who were the Magi? Why did a star attract their attention? How did they know what the star meant? Why would they travel so far to see the child? So many questions, but very few answers. On a clear night, go out and look up at the sky and see the trillions of stars. How could this band of astrologists distinguish one star from trillions of the other stars in the heavens? The star must have been new in the sky and so spectacular that they knew that something special was happening. The Magi came from east of Judea. This could mean from places like Persia, Babylon, and Assyria. Historically, the Jewish people were enslaved by many of these conquering nations and deported from their homeland. In 539 BC, the Persian king Cyrus the Great allowed the Jews to return to Judah. There were remnants of Jews who remained in the empire. As a result, Jewish history and literature were known by scholars in these conquering nations. Magi's were scholars and respected men, much like King Herod's chief priests and teachers of the law. They were especially interested in astronomy and gifted in prophetic wisdom. Thus, they were consultants and advisors to the royal courts of Babylon and Persia. These men may have studied ancient Jewish writings and knew the prophecy in Numbers 24:17. A star will come forth from Jacob, and a scepter will rise from Israel. These men saw the spectacular light of the star and evidently were aware of this prophecy that a king would come out of Judah. The Magi gathered their entourage, packed, and set out on a long journey to find the king of the Jews. These men were not Jewish, but God used them. They were watching the stars when the Jewish scholars and leaders were oblivious and were not looking for any star of promise. The Magi came to worship the new king and to give him gifts of great value. May we be looking for the light of Jesus this Christmas and let it shine through us. Will you pray with me? Lord, as I think about the light of the Bethlehem star and how it led the Magi to Christ, Help me to share the good news of Jesus this Christmas with those whom you put in my path. Jesus is the reason for the season, so every time I see the light of a Christmas star, let me remember that it points me to you, Christ. Amen.